Coach, another game where you're right there in the second half with a chance to win, unable to get over the hump, but the guys battled. You were hanging in there with the San Francisco 49ers, but had some issues late.
Yeah, you know, another close game. We lost a lot of these close games. Give the players credit. They battle. They battle right to the end. You know, we've had a hard time figuring out how to get over the top in these games, and we have to keep plugging away. You know, that's like I said earlier, that's the only choice we have, is just keep figuring it out, and hopefully we can get over the top here this week.
But the fact that you were able to grab the lead in the second half with TJ coming off the bench and all of that, I know the backup quarterback always has to be ready, but that was kind of impressive the way he was able to lead the team on those two touchdown drives.
He did a good job. He deserves a lot of credit. You know, he really didn't get a lot of reps during the week, and, you know, he's a very bright guy, very smart guy, and, you know, I thought he did a nice job. I just, like I said earlier, again, wish I had put him in some better positions late in the game, but he did a nice job.
Coach, when you have a guy like DeAndre Hopkins, that's, I don't want to say it's a crutch for guys when they come into the game, but when it does start getting hot in the kitchen, so to speak, how good is it to have number 10 that you can just throw it anywhere and he'll go get it?
He's the best. He's the best. I mean, he's the catches he made yesterday, the routes he ran, the sideline catches, the touchdown, the second touchdown catch. You know, the guy's a great player, and he's such a great competitor on Sundays. You know, he wants the ball in every play, and, you know, the ball probably could go to him even more, you know, than it does. And we've got to continue to go to him. I mean, everybody knows we're going to him. So, you know, but he's a great player.
He caught that one. In fact, if I remember watching it correctly, you were like right there when he caught the one. They said he was out of bounds. I think that was one that you ended up reviewing.
Right.
Did you trust your eyes or trust him or both?
I would say
the video.
Yeah. Three things, right. Upstairs, they felt good about it. I felt pretty good about it. I thought he got his right foot down and dragged his toe. I know he's great at it. And, you know, I usually listen to him, and he's like, I got my foot down. So I thought that was a good challenge, because it's third and long, would have been punting. And so I thought that was a good challenge, and it ended up being the right thing to do.
Take us through the second touchdown catch that he had, because the ball was in the air long before he ever made his break or anything like that.
It's a great job by TJ, and obviously awesome job by Hop to be able to, you know, go dive and get that ball. But TJ just trusted that, and TJ had great anticipation on that. You know, he anticipated Hop coming free. It was kind of like a, you know, almost like a cover two type look, where he was kind of double covered, but he was beating it with speed, splitting the two, the safety in the corner, and TJ made a great throw, and Hop went and got it. That was a great play.
Going to TJ, a guy that has been here before, he knows your offense. Do you feel pretty comfortable with everything you had in your play sheet for TJ, that he's been around that much, that he knows it that well?
Yeah, he does. He prepares. He's a smart guy. He's got good ideas. He's got a good football mind, and you know, I think it's the right thing to do right now relative to and I haven't, you know, I gotta sit down with these guys a little bit more, but you know, I think it's leaning towards that, going with TJ, and But yeah, no, I'm very comfortable with what he knows and his ability to execute our offense. I'm very comfortable with it.
Yeah, one of these years you're going to keep everybody healthy, or most of your players healthy, and that'll be nice, I'm sure, because we were kind of joking about it earlier. You have Yates in the game, you have Ellington in the backfield with him, and we're thinking, this is just how you drew it up at the Greenbrier, right? Exactly this way.
Yeah, it is what it is. It's a factual statement to say that we've suffered a lot of injuries, but, you know, you can't use it as an excuse. These guys went in there and played hard. We had a chance to win the game. We just couldn't get it done. And but you know, we're able to, you know, have some guys out there that can make some plays. There's no doubt about it. Getting Fuller back, you know, helps us. And, you know, we got to get him more involved. But we got to run the ball better. You know, we didn't run the ball very well. And we had spurts where we ran the ball okay, but we've got to do it consistently better.
In your view, Coach, is there something to the run game that you want to see different, that you need to be doing to run the ball better?
Yeah, I mean, you know, maybe it's scheme, Johnny, a little bit, like some of the things we're doing. You know, I think we got to look at our scheme, and then, we got to get the players to execute a little bit better. Some of it is with the quarterback directing it in the right way. You know, it's all involved. It's not everybody thinks I'm probably harping on the offensive line, and that's not it. I mean, it's everybody together, the way that we do things, and it's the backs, the tight ends, and the offensive line, and the quarterback all together, you know, doing a better job. And we got to do a better job of coaching it, and that's what we're going to try to do this week.
Well, Yates is not to be confused with Deshaun Watson, but he does have that mobility factor.
He can move, and he made some nice scramble plays for us, and just missed a couple other ones where he tried to keep the play alive. That's something that I think he does a good job of. The one scramble he had on a third and long, they were in two man, and you know, the only guy they're not covering is him, and he noticed that, and he took off and got the first down. Mm-hmm. So I think he's smart about it. You know, he knows when to slide and when to duck out of bounds. I think he's got a good feel for that.
Does that stress you out a little bit when he's running?
Did yesterday.
When he's, yeah, he's it? I mean.
Yeah, I told him at halftime, I said, you know, the big key is here. You can't get hurt.
Right.
You know, because Tom was out, and he kind of laughed. And, you know, but I think he understands that. You know, he understands that.
What about the quarterback you have on the practice squad, Coach, Taylor Heinicke?
Yeah, we like him. You know, he's got some real good qualities to him. He's a good, very smart guy. I like the way he throws the ball. You know, I think he can run a little bit. He can move a little bit. I've really been impressed with him. I know Minnesota was impressed with him when he was there. He had a cup of coffee with the Patriots. They kind of like some of the things he did. So, you know, I like how he prepares every day. I like Taylor.
If you're him, it's got to be a great situation because he could run some scout team for you and just learn on the go, sort of.
Yeah, I think being a backup quarterback in this league is one of the best jobs, I think. Yeah. Second only to being a head coach.
You sure you got that order right?
Well, backup quarterbacks here tend to play quite a bit, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, no, I think he's taking advantage of his opportunities. You know, he mostly runs a scout team, and he does a good job. You know, he does. He's competitive out there, and he's got leadership qualities. And I'm glad he's here.
All right, another guy who was on the practice squad, LaTroy Lewis, makes a sack for you yesterday. Yep. Everybody's reaching for their roster to find out who is number 54, but he made a play for you.
He did. I thought he did some good things. LaTroy, you know, we gave him a shot yesterday, and I thought, like you said, he had the sack. I thought he did some other things that were decent. You know, he hustled around, and so hopefully he'll just continue to get better.
When you're looking at those guys, Coach, that come up from the practice squad, you know, LaTroy's been here from – the end of the preseason, I believe, because he was with Oakland before he came here. Yeah. What do you want to see from those guys? I mean, obviously you got to put them out there. You'd like to see them productive, but LaTroy getting a sack, I mean, that's a big thing when you got two sacks. What do you want to see from those guys that are coming up from the practice squad, getting their first experience at the NFL level?
Yeah, look, I want to see them basically, you know, be assignment sound, you know what they're doing, know where to line up, and then be productive, you know, like do their jobs, you know, and don't try to do more than what your job is on that play. And I think that's the thing about guys like LaTroy. Jamel President's getting a chance. He's got to improve off of what he did yesterday. I thought he did some good things in the Tennessee game. Yesterday, you know, he made a few mistakes. Some things were good. Some things need to improve. But, you know, LaTroy being out there, he's getting his opportunity. You know, it's just like what we're doing on offense. You know, we've had to move guys around. Greg Mantz was in there at right guard battling yesterday. DeAndre White at the receiver. You know, hopefully those guys can continue to know their assignments, know what to do, be in the right place, and try to make plays for us.
How about picking up a 4th and 19 last week and a 4th and 22 yesterday?
Yeah, I don't know. You don't want to be in those
positions. No, of course not.
You know? You don't want to be thinking about, you know, what are we going to call on 4th and 22?
Right.
It's not a good position to be in, but the guys battled. You know, that's the thing about our team is you just feel bad because, you know, we're close and they really have a winning attitude in the locker room. That's the thing. They battle hard. They practice hard. They want to win. I mean, there's no quit in this team. I mean, this team's going to battle hard, and, you know, we just got to find a way. We have to figure it out and find a way.
Coach, you have said this many times. You said this is an 8-8 league. And it feels like, even though at 4-9, it feels like a couple of moments here or there, and I don't want to be, you know, Johnny Optimism here, but it just really feels like a couple of plays here or there and a couple of key games, and you are sitting right at, you know, 7-6 or 6-7, that it's that close. Yeah. Unlike any other sport, it feels like it's a couple plays here or there that can take you from, you know, 7-6 to 4-9 potentially.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, it comes down to 5 or 6 plays in the game, and a lot of that has to do with the sideline, the coaches, and us, and me, and then players making plays, and you know, at times we've done some good things, but we haven't done enough, and so we've been on the wrong end of a lot of those plays that determine the close games, and you know, it's been tough, but you're right. I mean, there have been really no blowouts other than, you know, you'd probably consider the Jacksonville, the first game of the year, was not a good game for us. You know, we were behind that whole game. But I think overall our team's battled. We just, you know, we've lost a lot of close games.
You've always been very positive about your players, Coach, and they're very positive about you. Jadeveon Clowney saying after the game, you've put these guys in positions to win. They're not making the plays. Deshaun Watson tweeted something very positive about you today. What does that mean to you to hear that support from your players?
You know, that's the thing about coaching. You know, I think with our coaching staff and these players, I mean, we have a connection. I mean, there's no doubt about it. You know, but, you know, like in the end, we all know we have to win. Like everybody understands that. It's a National Football League. You know, it's not like it's not a feel-good league. You either win or you lose, and you're just trying to figure out how to get over the top. I really admire our players. You know, I demand a lot of these players from the hours and the meetings and the practices, the way we compete. You guys have seen our practices, the way we compete at practice. And these guys give it to us, you know, and I've always said that about these guys here in Houston. You know, we're all in it together, and that's the big thing. I try to let our players know it's our job to coach them, to correct them, to try to get them to do it the way we see they should do it. And but we're all in it together, and I think that's always going to be my MO as long as I'm able to be a head coach.
Coach, what do you see from Jimmy on the other side? Different quarterback than what you saw in training camp, or pretty similar guy, pretty much what you expected?
Yeah, good player. I mean, he's got a, you know, obviously he's playing well for him right now. He's got a quick release, accurate guy. He's mobile. You know, I thought he's smart. You know, he makes some good plays for him. Kyle does a good job with him. I think they've got some good players over there for him to throw to, you know, with Goodwin and the fullback, Jerzyk, out of the backfield, and the tight, you know, Selleck made some big plays for him. So I thought Jimmy did a good job. You know, give a lot of credit to Jimmy. He's gone in there and learned that offense, and he's doing a good job.
His start sort of reminded me, and I wrote about this a little bit, it sort of reminded me of Deshaun's first start in Cincinnati, because there were a couple throws in that Cincinnati game that Cincinnati could have easily picked off. I mean, he hit guys in the hands,
yeah,
but they didn't pick him off. And then I could see where a young quarterback would get flustered by that, knowing Deshaun. I don't know what would have happened, but Jimmy throws the pick to Kareem, and then he has the one down the middle of the field where he got pressure and he got rid of it, and Andre Howe slips.
Right.
If he picks it off,
yeah, it's
maybe
a different game,
maybe it's a different game, because maybe it's a different mindset for him having to deal with that.
That's part of it. You know, sometimes, you know, there is some luck involved in the game, as you know. You've been watching it your whole life. I mean, there's some luck involved, you know, and sometimes the ball doesn't bounce your way, and that's been part of our problem this year. You know, look, sometimes the ball hasn't bounced our way. You know, those tip passes have been just out of our reach, or maybe we haven't been able to make those plays. And that's just kind of the way it goes in football. You know, there's not much you can do about it. You just got to keep battling and figuring out how to correct it and try to make those plays.
We were talking about young guys getting an opportunity. What about the old guy, Brian Cushing, getting out there and playing in some different spots for you yesterday?
He did a good job. I mean, you know, Brian's a tough guy, and he played hard and made some plays for us. He throws his body around. I mean, that's always going to be his MO. He's a very physical player, and I thought he did some good things out there. You know, a little rusty just from not having played in a game in a long time, but, you know, I think, you know, he went out there and competed hard, and that's what was good to see.
Is he going to be upset that I called him old guy, you think?
Oh, of course.
You'd have to
is.
Take that up with him. I would never go down there.
That's
between
really
you and him.
Strike that from the record. young guy, Zach Cunningham, definitely young. What about his progress so far?
Yeah, I thought, look, he played a good game. I mean, he was physical. He was running around. A couple things we got to clean up with him in coverage, but I thought he did a good job. I mean, he's got a real, real bright future. You know, I think he'll be a top linebacker. You know, linebackers these days, you know, I think the best ones, like if you look at Reuben Foster over there on San Francisco, they're athletic. They can run. They can hit. They can contribute in a lot of different ways. The days of just having a Mike linebacker that stuffs the run, you know, that's probably over in this league. You know, it's a substituted defense league most of the time now, and Zach really fits the profile of the type of linebacker you're looking for.
Coach, this is a kind of procedural thing, but I thought about this yesterday. How many guys can wear the comm system in their helmet? Is it just
three.
The quarterback? Three guys?
No. Then, you know, two guys. I think it's two on defense.
Okay. So
but they can't ever be on the field at the same time.
Ah, okay. Okay. Because I know BMAC came off at one point. And Cushing came off at one point. I thought, oh man, how are they getting the play in to whomever
sometimes
it is?
Sometimes we signal so in, have, or it's Dylan Cole, or you know.
So you can have a second guy have it in his helmet, but you just can't be on the field at the
That's
same
right.
time.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. So let's
same
talk
thing
about
on offense. You can't have them on the field at the same
right,
time.
Right, because they used to have two quarterbacks that would have them in. They
With
could
the
hear
dot,
everything. Yep. Yeah.
So like Braxton Miller, wasn't active,
right?
But when he has been active, sometimes he's been our third quarterback. So we have two helmets for him. So that he can be on the field. One that has
the comp system,
quarterback comm system, and then the other one that doesn't, obviously, because most of the time he's going to be out there.
Yeah.
So if he ever had to go in, we have to switch helmets with him.
Do the referees check that?
Oh, yeah. There's a green dot on the
yeah,
helmet.
On the back, they'll tell you.
Can't peel off the dot.
Because it was Cordell Stewart who used to wear it. He used to wear it when he was on the field, when he was a slash player.
Right.
He would have one in, and then his quarterback would have one in.
Right.
And they turn that and change that.
How is the sound quality of that, by the way, Coach? I mean, is that something that makes for easier communication? Or, I mean, there has to be a time or two where it's difficult for them to hear. You see them holding the ear holes of their helmet trying to hear the signals.
Especially at home on defense and on the road on offense.
Right.
The sound quality is okay. I think it could be better. I'm not sure how, you know, obviously I don't know how to improve that, but I think sometimes with the TV wires and things like that, the sound does get interrupted, and that's why you have to have a backup system, a signal system, a board system, a wristband system, whatever it is. You can't just rely on the coach-to-quarterback communication. That doesn't always work.
When you see the way they do it in a lot of college systems with the photos of pop culture icons.
I love that.
Yeah, whatever.
I think that's pretty cool.
They must have fun making it up. Wasn't DeAndre on one for
Clemson?
Yeah,
he said it was a decoy. He said it was just a decoy. Yeah, he was on one for Clemson.
Yeah, we don't see that in the NFL, though, huh?
Yeah.
I think Chip did it a little bit.
Yeah.
I want to say, but yeah, no, you don't see that, too. I'm not sure if you're allowed to do that. I don't know. I'm probably speaking out of turn there, but.
I'd love to see what you'd come up with, the cards.
No, you wouldn't want to see what I'd come up with.
We'd get some sponsors involved, maybe.
I see the way you're thinking.
Coca-Cola. Okay, we know what this is. Coach, Jacksonville, they're in first place right now, coming off a big win over Seattle. We all know what happened opening day. What about taking on the Jaguars on Sunday?
Tough team. They're hot. You know, they're playing well. Offensively, they run the ball really well. They had a 3rd-and-11 last night against Seattle in 4-minute offense, and they gained 15 yards on it. You know, ran just an off-tackle play. They can run the ball, you know, and Blake's in a position to be able to make plays for him, play action, doing a good job for him. Receivers are playing good for them. I think they've got a good offensive line. They're playing real well. I think defensively they got a lot of good players. They got a great secondary with the two corners, as we're familiar with AJ and then Jalen Ramsey. These guys are two of the better corners in the league. And then up front, you know, they can rush the passer. They can stop the run. You know, they're doing a good job.
Obi, what has Campbell meant to that defense, adding him? I know we talked about the secondary, but what has he added to that defense?
Yeah, I mean, he's a veteran presence in there who's got great length and, you know, he's good against the run. Obviously, he can rush the passer from inside, but also on the edge. You know, he's definitely a great pickup for them because he's a great guy. You can tell he's got great leadership qualities, and he's playing at a high level for him.
Coach, is there something to the knowing how to win, learning how to win in this league? I mean, you think guys would be in high school and college, they've won a lot of games. That was a Jacksonville team that over the years just really couldn't find a way to win. But then all of a sudden this year, it feels like they're in games that are close. And maybe they should have lost, or maybe in previous years they would have. But now they're winning those games. Is there something to kind of learning how to win and doing it over and over again, even at this level?
I mean, I don't think there's any doubt about that. I mean, I think maybe it's probably a better question for me to answer off the public airwaves. But my point is that I think that Doug's done a great job there. You know, and Tom Coughlin coming in, and they have a definite philosophy as to how they want to do it. They're aligned from the top down. They got the similar players. You know, they added a few, like you just mentioned, Calais. Yeah. But, you know, they have same quarterback. And they drafted Fournette, which was a great pick for them. They signed Boye. But, you know, they got a lot of the same guys. And, you know, I know that they practice hard and they're very competitive. And they've been fortunate. They haven't, which is part of it, too. They haven't dealt with as many injuries as some other teams like us have. And that's a good thing, you know, when you're all healthy in December. That's big. And give those guys a lot of credit. They've gone in there. And like I said, you know, I've known Doug for a long time, and he's a hell of a football coach, and he's doing a good job of that team.
What can you tell us about how you use that opening day tape? Do you use that a lot with your players or show them more recent stuff? How do you handle that part?
I think you got to look at it, Vandy, but I think, you got to stick with the more recent stuff. You know, that was the first game of the year. It's a long time ago. But I think you have to show it. And I think as a coaching staff, especially, you got to watch it because you have to, you know, figure out, you know, basically what not to do again.
Right.
And, you know, I think we have to do a much better job than we did, obviously, in that game. And you use it, but probably more concentrated on what they're doing right now.
Going through what you're going through right now with the injuries and everything, the way the season is going, has that affected your routine much versus previous years?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think you got to watch these guys. You know, you take a guy like Clowney. You know, he's banged up. You know, he's played a lot of football, and you know how he plays the game. You know, he really throws his body around and plays the game in a great way, in my opinion. But during the week, you gotta do a good job of taking care of these guys. You know, so I think the Wednesdays have turned into more of a jog through, less contact, where we get a lot of mental work. We get a bunch of reps, but we're not hitting each other. Thursdays is our tough practice, so-called tough practice. You really can't be in pads that much anymore anyways, but Thursdays is our tough practice, and then Fridays is kind of wrapping it all up. So, yeah, the schedule has changed a little bit. Gives the coaches a little bit more time to get ready for Wednesday, things like that. But, a little bit it has changed because of, making sure what I call the quote is get them to the gate on Sunday. You know, you got to be able to get him to the gate.
That's the most important thing.
Can't lose him in practice. So yeah. You got to be careful about that.
Over the years, OB, have you seen that manifest itself in better play, I guess is the right way of saying, with less hitting? Have you seen that kind of manifest itself in a better quality of play in December, or do you think that hurts the quality, not having the opportunity to at least hit once or a little bit more in practice?
I think it's a good question. I think it's a good question. I think that the quality of play, I think, is a good quality. But I think if we want to continue to try to improve the quality of play, I think it's more about the off-season rules. Hmm. I think the season rules I'm fine with, the in-season rules. I think the training camp rules I'm fine with. It's the off-season.
Yeah.
You know, the fact that you know, we can't even wear shells in OTAs, you know, so it's basically a passing, teaching type camp. OTAs are, can't do much with the linemen, you know, you know, maybe the fact that we don't get these players really till, you know, basically middle of April, May, you know, we don't see these, especially the younger players. You don't see them for like when the season's over after January 1st, you know, you don't see these guys for a long time. I mean, you know, and then you're being asked to, you know, be, you know, player developers, and you're asked to be mentors and things like that. And, you know, you just, these guys aren't around. They don't have to be here. And so I think it's more, for me, it's always going to be in the NFL about the off-season rules. The rules are what they are, but I do think that we could definitely improve the quality of the game if we were able to spend more time with our players in the off-season.
All right, it's time for Ask Bill O'Brien, presented by Amegy Bank of Texas. Coach, what's the most important or some of the most important characteristics in good leadership? Fan wants to know that.
I think you got to be yourself. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think you have to be yourself. You can't go in there and try to be something that you're not. I think you have to, you know, you have to be somebody that's honest and upfront, and you have to be demanding. But you've got to be yourself when you talk to your players or your coaching staff. And you have to own up to mistakes, and you have to get mistakes corrected, and you have to have an ability to motivate and an ability to put your arm around a player and try to get that player to be better. And you also have to have an ability to kick that player in the butt sometimes, you know, to get that player. It depends on knowing your players. I think knowing people personally is a big part of leadership, and you know, I think that's something that, you know, I've always tried to do. Certainly right now, 4-9, I'm not a great leader, but I've always tried to lead by being myself and just trying to communicate with the players and be honest with them.
All right, another one for you. The snow game yesterday, Buffalo and Indy.
How about that?
What was the snowiest game you've been a part of?
Oh, man.
Player or coach?
I was in high school, and we played, you know, it was like right after Thanksgiving. We didn't play on Thanksgiving this particular year. It was like right after it, and it was a huge snowstorm, as you're familiar with, up in Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. And so we were St. John's, my school, we were playing Malden Catholic, and they had to plow the field, and the mounds of snow all around the field were incredible. You know, mm-hmm. where the fans were basically sitting on the mounds of snow watching this game, and we won it on a last-second field goal.
Wow.
And I'll never forget. The snow had stopped. There was snow on the ground, but it had stopped really when the game was being played. It was more about the mounds of snow around the field. It was incredible. I think we still have – somebody has pictures of that. But that game yesterday in Buffalo, wasn't that unbelievable? That's what football is all about, man.
Yeah.
There were about 8 feet of snow on the ground. LeSean McCoy, they didn't even know where he was half the time. You know, it was a cool game to see the highlights of that.
Who's got the advantage in that game, offense or defense?
I always say offense, Johnny, because the offense knows where it's going. And so relative to footing and things like that, the offense has an idea of, you know, where I have to be on this route or where I can make this cut on this run, where the defense has to react. I always think the offense has a little bit more advantage there.
You had one of those games in New England, didn't you, in 08 or 09?
Yeah, we had it was an October snowstorm.
Yeah.
It was a weird deal. It was raining, and then all of a sudden it turned to a big snowstorm, which is rare in October,
right,
even for there. And we were playing Tennessee, and, you know, we ended up playing real well. The other thing about offensively, for some reason, these quarterbacks, they love the snow way more than the rain, because the tackiness of the ball is better as long as it's not a wet snow. It's like one of those dry snows. Then they grip the ball a lot better than in a pouring rainstorm. So that was something that always stood out to me, too, about advantage to the offense.
Yeah. Do you remember the snowplow game with the Patriots back in the day?
When Ron Meyer, God rest his soul.
Yep.
You know, Wes Welker knows Ron real well. We were talking about him the other day. That guy was awesome. I loved Ron Meyer. I got a chance to meet him one time and But yeah, he ordered that guy who was on work release program from Walpole right. Correctional Institute come out and yep. And plowed. And Don Shula was so mad. Remember how Don Shula, how mad he was?
Oh yeah, and he was on the competition committee. I think he was the competition committee.
He was so mad, and that was John Smith, right? That kicked.
Yep.
That.
Yep. John Smith,
who exactly. was a great kicker from England.
Right.
Who was a great kicker for the Patriots.
Legendary game.
Still runs, like, kicking camps up there, I think, or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, he'll always have that. That should be his logo. That
well,
little
well was it any shock that it was Vinatieri yesterday making the
yeah,
game-tying extra point?
Ironic.
Right. They took a timeout to clear the yeah. snow and let him kick
well, did
it.
You, did, one of the best games I've seen all year is the Army-Navy game.
That was
oh, it was terrific.
Wasn't that a great
it
game?
It was terrific.
It was only like two passes thrown a game. But
such a pure football game.
Oh, man, and the snow, and yeah. then they were clearing out the
yeah.
for the guy. I felt so bad for that kid. He barely missed that 48-yarder. They had
the
two
snow.
False starts right before. But
I mean, in the snow, I mean, he's going to live with that for the rest of his life. But
no,
for Army
game.
To do that twice, they had lost 14 yeah. in a row.
Jeff Munkin's done
Jeff
a great
Munkin's
job
done
there.
A really good yeah. job there. So
no doubt.
It's fun to watch. And it really wasn't option football even. They only pitched it one time.
Yeah.
One of the biggest plays.
More like
in the
quarterback
game.
Sweeps. And,
yeah.
you know, it was pretty cool to watch that game. It was a great game to watch.
Coach, thanks a lot for joining us. Good luck this
thanks,
week.
Thanks, guys.